One of the hardest parts of getting older is feeling like something's off in your body, but not knowing exactly what. It's not just aging. It's often your hormones, too. When they fall out of balance, everything feels off. But here's the good news. This doesn't have to be the story of your next chapter. Hormone Harmony by Happy Mammoth is an herbal formula made with science-backed ingredients designed to fine-tune your hormones by balancing estrogen, testosterone, progesterone, and even stress hormones like cortisol. It helps with common issues such as hot flashes, poor sleep, low energy, bloating, and more. With over 40,000 reviews and a bottle sold every 24 seconds, the results speak for themselves. A survey found 86% of women lost weight, 77% saw an improved mood, and 100% felt like themselves again. Start your next chapter feeling balanced and in control. For a limited time, get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com with code NEXTCHAPTER at checkout. Visit happymammoth.com today. And get your old self back naturally.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with autopay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Chicago Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
Connection, opportunity, possibility. It's what we all want. Spectrum has built a world where anything is possible, with products and services designed to work better together for a seamless connectivity experience. A connection to family and friends, a connection to education, and a connection to new opportunities. So there's no limit to how big we can dream. That's Life Unlimited. That's Spectrum.
They are raw, but they come from the raw, like,
yeah.
When you can crack jokes about anybody.
Anything, yeah.
Now, you get canceled.
Yeah.
Quit. I don't care.
Boring!
Yeah.
Cancel me. Not the plan. I ain't made it yet. It never... Like, even with stand-up, I got paid, like, my third time, fourth time doing stand-up. People don't get paid.
Did you face any, like, discrimination from the gay community and the straight community?
Straight people
will suck dick.
Love me.
Okay.
Gay people love me on the low. My mom told me early, nigga touch you, he dies. I already knew if my daddy found out.
I don't want my favorite cousin to die.
I don't want my favorite cousin to die.
Whole lot of gay shit. Whole lot of gay.
Hey, what's going on? It's Boss Britt the Most Lit.
What's up? It's your girl DJ Excel.
And this is...
The No Homo Show.
Where everything we talk about...
is homo as f***.
Gay.
Y'all see us. We outside.
You see me. I should have had it in here.
Yeah.
It'll go in there in a second.
Yeah, facts.
Okay.
We stunting.
Welcome. Stunting like my daddy. Mm-hmm.
That girl loud in my ear.
Oh, my bad.
Damn, you got excited. That used to be your shit, huh?
That's definitely my shit right there. Sound like my daddy. Welcome back, everybody, to the No Homo Show, man.
Yeah, shout out to everybody tuned in on our podcast, on Revolt Podcast. And shout out to everybody that subscribed to our Patreon. Y'all get it first. Y'all already know what's up.
Y'all already know the vibes. We ain't over there. Go ahead and head over there.
Yeah, facts.
It's getting lit over there. The community is growing.
Patreon growing.
Yeah,
it's
and
lit.
We did our first guidance from the gay guys live with everybody. So
that was crazy. Was dope.
That was a vibe.
Yeah.
All right, so we have a special guest in the building. We're going to switch it up today, okay? So usually the guest introduces themselves, but today I'm going to introduce you.
Let's get into it.
Okay. So today, ladies and gentlemen, we have T. Sanders in the building. Okay. So T. Sanders is a stand-up comedian known for her bold humor and vibrant personality. She regularly shares comedic content that highlights everyday life, relationships, and culture through her unique lenses. Okay. With a growing social media presence, T has captivated audiences with her sharp wit and authentic, relatable performances. Whether on stage or online, she connects with her followers through laughter and honest commentary, establishing herself as an up-and-coming name in comedy. Ooh. Welcome to the No Homo Show.
Ooh. We got a real comedian up here, ladies and gentlemen.
What's your show say? How'd I do? What do you say?
Big Chat GPT.
Okay.
I was like, who is it?
Okay.
I was so excited.
And y'all probably seen her going viral with the mmm. Mm-hmm. And with that, like that. Because she be hitting them up. Yes, okay.
Well, yes, you've been trending, you've been going crazy, everything. Today, we are happy to have you. How we kick off our show is with a game called Skittles and Riddles.
Skittles and Riddles.
All right. So you're going to reach in that Skittle bag and you're actually going to pull out a riddle, okay?
All right, all right. Ooh, it's my favorite number too, number 69.
Oh, you little freaky little thing.
Listen, no, yeah.
No, yeah.
I don't really like to do 69 though. Bitch always put me on top.
You kinky. Oh,
what do lesbians call their strap on? Well, I call mine Adonis. But
Adonis?
Well, yeah, I just wanted him to sound powerful. I don't know.
And the fact that name came out so easily, I feel like you really do call him that.
His name is Adonis.
Me say call him that is crazy.
Okay. We're gender normative over here. Okay. I don't know why. Why do lesbians call their what do lesbians call their strap-ons?
I would think a strap-on shit. That dick.
That okay.
That pipe.
Big daddy.
Okay. That Laquanda. Okay. Yeah, right. Okay. Damn.
It was crazy. All
I don't
right,
have a clue what they grew with this one. Right.
Let's see.
69.
Pixie stick?
What the fuck?
Not now, mine. Pixie that sounds stick. Small shit.
That sounds little dumb, and skinny.
Which bush made that? I don't want no part.
A pixie stick is crazy.
I guarantee you a man made that one.
They try to make it to. Like pixie, like a girly stick. No.
That's gay. Still take a shot, though.
Yeah.
I'm with y'all. Salute.
Okay. So you're going to start drinking before she came up here like, girl, we got vegan liquor.
No, they told me. They was like, oh, yeah, you better get on ball ground. Like, I'm going to stop drinking today. I've seen them in action. I'm good. I love my life.
Okay.
I'll be drinking.
Damn.
Brittany like, ah. Okay. You stay with a cup in your hand.
Oh, I think I'm missing is a hookah, okay?
You do look, like hookahs.
I love hookahs.
Yeah, Atlanta got us fucked up, man.
Yeah. Yeah, man, y'all do hookahs like crazy out here. It's damn near crackhead.
What's crazy though? I used to do hookah before I moved to Atlanta.
Where you from?
Ohio, Cincinnati.
OH? Mm-hmm. Okay. Where you from?
Midwest. Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania. Pennsylvania. Okay, not the nickname is crazy.
And you're from Chicago.
Big Chicago.
Shout out to the Chi-Town in the building, yes, man. It. Okay, we're going to get into some gay shit today. Okay.
I'm so all excited. Right.
So up next, we're going to start with your coming out story. So let us know who, when, where, why, how was it you coming up out that closet?
Oh, no, it was them pulling me out. Shit, everybody knew I was gay, but me. I was, but I was late. I was late coming. I didn't start dating women until I was like 23.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I was taking a lot of dick.
Okay. Not looking over at age.
He looked at you though at the same time.
He said, Paul.
That nigga hair came up.
Said,
not because he got the headphones. He got the headphones on.
Meat to meat. No, I was hella late. I was like, I think I liked my first girl at 19 for sure though.
Okay.
But I didn't think I was like, man, this is normal.
What? Oh, so you didn't even have like tendencies young, like
I mean, I guess I did, but no, not that I had like feelings. Or,
okay,
yeah. And, looking at Nia Long and was like, "Ooh, that's the one." Nia Long, I wish I did. Bitch. I really wish I was a very early gay because y'all had fun.
Yeah, she's been gay.
Right, you've been gay a long time. See, you're a little later like me.
Yeah, she was 16. Taking that dick.
16.
She said,
"Lady, 16 is crazy." I was a little late 16. I waited till I was able to drive.
So why did everybody else think you was gay, but you didn't?
I just had gay tendencies. I would play ball. I played ball my whole life. Never
that's
liked.
That's fucked up to say that's a gay tendency.
I mean,
I was a baller.
Most gay people definitely was off touching that rock.
No, I walk like my daddy since I was three. Like it was. I'm brolic as hell.
You
know,
like my
three.
Daddy.
Okay, yeah, okay. No. And I just was always mad, like chill. Didn't like dresses. But I'm a daddy's girl. I like to dress like my daddy for real. Mm-hmm. Arizona jeans, Wranglers.
Wranglers is crazy.
But yeah, so I was like, I never had none of that. Then I went to Job Corps. Big ups to Job Corps, baby.
Shout out to Job Corps.
Yeah, we're just as late, GEDs. I went to Job Corps and there was so many gay people. I had never been around that many gay people. I grew up Muslim for real. So I was like, Y'all dykes. I'm like, I don't even know y'all niggas. Like somebody pat me on my booty, I almost tried to kill him. Yeah. I'm not with that gay shit.
Okay. Yeah.
Whole time gay is full.
Right.
But then and all the girls love me. Everybody was like, you sure you ain't? And I was like, last I checked.
Not even a little bit. You never thought about.
Yeah, they was like, you ain't gay. I was like, even in like my little V-necks. I gotta show y'all pictures of this place. And so then I was 19 and I was living in Boston and I had this girl, a friend. She was a very close friend. And one day I guess we were flirting with each other.
I guess it's crazy.
Now I'm thinking like, oh yeah, we were definitely flirting, but I'm a flirt, period. Like I'm a big Gemini. I'm a flirt.
Gemini. I love Gemini. Yeah.
So I was like, I flirt all the time.
Yeah.
And I had like some candy. She was like, give me some. But her hands was like full. So I let her like bite off my finger and my coochie said. I was like, what was that? Right. I had never felt that. And I have fucked a lot of niggas. I had never felt that. I was like, and all the niggadoms that I've nothing. Yeah. So I had to make sure I fed her another one. And then it was up and stuck from there. I was like, And then I was like 23. I was like, yeah, man, I kind of fucked my last boy.
Yeah.
I'm good. I'm gonna open
I'm
up
the game. I'm out.
You know, I was done. And I started dating women and help me. Okay. I ain't went back. Shit, I want to go back though. I'm stressed.
Not these women stressing you out, T.
Yeah. It was the straight women.
Oh.
Yeah, man. I didn't know. Women, I was being raised by like.
Because you was like, I was straight too. Let me show you the other side.
I never judged somebody for dating men because I had that whole.
Hoe line up with niggas.
Yeah. So I was like, yeah, you never know.
Yeah.
Yeah. But then I was like, I think you know.
Yeah.
You know.
And how'd your family react to you coming out?
My dad was the first guy I told, and he was like, baby, you came out the womb gay. So I was so scared to tell him.
Mm.
That was it. I give a fuck else about everybody else.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, my mama. My mama wasn't. She really wasn't trying to feel fuck with me for real like that. She was like, I ain't trying to hear that shit. And then I was like, all right, well, when you come to my house, it's going to be a big rainbow sign on top.
Okay, look.
You'll know which one is my crib. Like, okay. I was like, I told him this way. I said, I'm not close to men. I'm just open to women.
That gives them the little, like, hope of, like,
they still got it. Oh, no one. So everyone knows I'm gay.
If you went on a road trip and you didn't stop for a Big Mac or drop a crispy fry between the car seats or use your McDonald's bag as a placemat, then that wasn't a road trip. It was just a really long drive. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
At participating McDonald's.
But no one believes, like, I'm really gay. Does that make sense?
That's crazy.
I mean, it does if you had a whole roster.
Yeah, so it's just I'm so comfortable with myself. Y'all see, I flirt with everybody. So it's like, nah, you coming back. I'm like, nigga.
Not you coming back.
My uncle be looking at me like, it's okay. It's just a phase.
Yeah. Maybe next year.
Yeah. It's just a phase. You can stop cutting your hair now.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, but no one, I had to get into my Muslim side a little bit
because
I was like, is this personal or is this spiritual? Is this religious or personal? Because all these baby daddies and baby mamas around here is crazy.
Okay.
Yeah. So my girlfriend shouldn't be a problem because ain't nobody married around here. And all my cousins got kids. So is this personal?
Are we good?
Or is it religious? Don't bring the Bible in it. Don't bring the Quran in it.
I feel that. Like, if y'all not judging her over there,
Your son got all these kids and my brother got all these kids, but everybody, baby mama invited here. But my girlfriend isn't. Is it personal? I can accept if it's personal, but don't make it a religious thing if it ain't that.
I like that. You know what I mean? Like that.
Yeah. If it's personal, then fuck it. And I'm gonna see you.
And you actually, all right, so I heard a story of you being pregnant, but did you actually also like have a kid?
Yeah, I gave birth, but my baby's a stillborn, so I got an angel. Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Big ups to all the women out there. October is Stillborn Awareness Month, so
big ups to y'all. Okay.
Yeah.
And that was in your time when you was outside.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, I got pregnant by a rapper.
Oh.
By a rapper?
I did, but I don't make jokes about him anymore because he passed last year, so RIP.
Sorry,
now they both together. okay.
I'm not. God bless you. I'm not.
R.I.P.
The both. Yeah, I really can't stand
Stand like his daddy. Oh, okay, all right. That was it. We're done.
Stand like his daddy. Oh, my God. All right.
Everybody get these jokes, baby.
So I guess it's true, like, nothing's off limits for comedians.
No. That's what I tell them. I was like, if I could talk about my dead son that way... Y'all are not.
Nobody's
not
safe.
No, that's it.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
But yeah, comedy is, you know, we dark out here. Real comedians.
I like the dark comedy, you know, the like the Bernie Mac, the him downstairs, you know, the gay jokes used to make. Like,
it's how I was raised.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
I'm biased. I believe so, but there's no comedians like Chicago comedians to me. We just have such different energy.
Yeah.
We're so raw and uncut. So there's Bernie no filters.
What other comedians are from Chicago?
Adele Givens, Deion Cole, D-Ray Davis.
Oh yeah.
Lil Rel, Robin Harris, y'all know from Baby's Kids. Y'all know Just Niche. I mean, there's so many.
Word.
I can't, don't hate me, y'all. It's really off the top of my head because everybody's from the city, but those just to name a few. Yeah. And if you look at those type of like comedians and how their comedic styles is very raw, very uncut, very in your face, very real, but we're all storytellers.
Yeah. I just heard Marlon Wayans talking about like he's not going to change, you know, like, like I think the society is eventually going to get over that like too woke. Phase, like
you
shouldn't be explaining nothing, like regretting nothing you said after as a comedian.
You know what I think it is, and I'm gonna be real. I think it's you have to be tolerable yourself. To
what you mean?
Like, so I make comedy about like being a horrible lesbian, right? Mm-hmm. But if I was like a person that you did not really like for real, everything I say would offend you.
Word.
But I'm marketable. I'm likable. I'm, you know, it's easy. I'm easy on the eyes. You can't be ugly making ugly jokes.
Okay,
it's really like just in the world. Like if you were, it's the, how you do it. You got to read the room. You can say some really dark or fucked up shit, but it'd be funny at the way you deliver it. Yeah, you know, read the room. Keep like the energy. That's Marlon Wayans is a dope comedian that don't give a fuck about what the room says. I'm going to read what I say. You know what I mean? I read the room. I'm a lady. Yeah.
No, I went to a Marlon show and he did not hold back.
He don't care.
Yeah, he don't care. Fucks.
They are raw, but they come from the raw. Like,
yeah,
when you can crack jokes about anybody.
Anything, yeah.
Now you get canceled.
Yeah.
Quit. I don't care.
Boring. Yeah.
Cancel me. Not to plan. I ain't made it yet.
Okay.
Like,
so how did you get into comedy and what came first? Was it like the skits? Was it stand-up comedy? Like, what was, give us a little background on how you even got
it
into
all came
stuff.
At the same time, for real. So it was like 2015, 2016. I'm watching actually Kevin Hart's interview with Oprah. And my girl at the time was like, you should do stand-up. But I've heard it my entire life. Like, I've always really? Been this. This has always been me.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was like, yeah, I'm funny, but not stand-up funny. And so, but that night, it just stayed with me. It stuck with me. And I was like, I woke up at 5 in the morning. I called my best friend. I was like, you think I'm funny?
She's like, I'm like, bitch, bye. Call
she,
me.
She's like, nah. Bitch, what? I said, you think, like, could I do stand-up? She said, I been told you that and hung up on me. So then I was like, all right, let me call my mama. Call my mama. Ma, you think I'm funny? She said, bitch, what? I'm like, no, stand up funny. I been told you that. And hung up on me. I was like, all right, so I'm going to do it. And I drove. I was staying in Texas at the time. And I drove.
You'd have been around the world, huh?
Oh, yeah. And yeah.
How old were you at this time?
25.
Okay.
Yeah, 25. I was late to everything.
Yeah. But.
He was in Texas.
Yeah, Texas. I lived in Boston. I lived in Indianapolis. I lived here. I'm back in Chicago, you know. Yeah. I don't like to stay around in one place.
I see you get around.
I do, period. I don't know. I drove an hour out to Austin, Texas, because I was in a Fort Hood, Killeen, Texas military town. And I did, it was a room full of white people. No black people. I was the only black person.
Mm.
And it was a speed open mic. And I did like, I created a joke that day and kind of did like a little storyline. It was only 3 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
I did it. Got off stage. I was like asking white people. I said, how'd I do this? Like, oh my God, you are hilarious. But, you know.
Yeah.
They think everybody's real.
You know, white people. Yeah.
You can't really say you did that.
No, white people are very easy to make
and
laugh.
And so I was like, oh my God. And they was like, how long you been doing it for? And I was like, oh, that was my first time.
Yeah.
He said, what? Johnny? That was her first time. Fuck no, it wasn't. Like, it was, I mean, they couldn't believe it. It was like, oh, you seem so natural up there.
Yeah.
Whole time I'm shaking. You hear me cooch each other. I call him like, I did it. Yeah. And it was like air. I mean, but it was like jumping off a plane. That's what it felt like.
Damn, I can imagine.
Stand up feels like jumping off a plane.
Especially in a room full of white people. That's different.
In a room full of white people. You know, but I've been, my background is in sales.
Okay.
Like
okay.
Corporate.
That makes sense.
Corporate background. Y'all, I'm a beast.
Yeah.
And
got
so,
that
like,
mouthpiece on you.
Yeah. And so I'm always natural. I don't mind getting in front of people and talking. Right. Yeah. I did like slam poetry back in the gap and shit like that. I used to be a rapper for real.
Okay.
Not really. This sounded like Yo-Yo and Missy. Like,
okay,
flow, cool as hell. And so I didn't mind, but that shit made my stomach. I mean, I got to shit almost every time even to this day.
Yeah.
I don't care how much I done stand up. I got to shit before I do anything.
Really?
But, oh, yeah. I get nervous.
Yeah.
All that energy in the room is crazy. So I never stopped. And God bless. My experience with comedy has not been what most people have. Like, a lot of people had to kind of work to be funny or work to learn their voice and stuff like that. And I always knew that I was going to be just this. Really, it's because I grew up wearing Skechers. So I had to learn how to make fun of myself first.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
I feel like if you can make fun of yourself, everything else is like...
Oh, yeah. Because I had hands.
Oh, shit.
Okay, so, no, I did, because my cousins taught me.
Yeah. Okay, shout out to your cousins.
Big ups to my cousins. Yeah. They were horrible. Because I was a sweet kid. They was like, you need to learn how to fight.
Too soft, yeah.
Mm-hmm. They fucked me up. You know, so I was like, I don't like that. And then I had developed a stutter when I was like 9 years old. I developed like a bad. They put me in remedial class and everything.
It'd be like that sometimes.
No, dead ass. I was like, no,
for a stutter, it's crazy to be put in a remedial class.
Oh, yeah, no, facts. Because it was... They didn't test and like in the city and stuff like to see where you were until after. They just came in after.
You know what? I ended up in a remedial class one time. I don't know how to this day I was in that damn class. My mama took me out of that class so quick. I don't know how I got in there, but she came in there to see me.
Yeah.
And this little kid was running towards me with scissors. She said, you're not coming back in there. They had helmets.
Get the injury special at McDonald's now. Let's break it down. My favorite barbecue sauce, American cheese, crispy bacon, pickles, onions, and a sesame seed bun, of course. And don't forget the fries and a drink. Sound good?
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. I participate in restaurants for a limited time.
I was on and all kind of shit.
They had helmets? Be real.
Yes, I don't know how I ended up in that class.
We had helmets.
I don't know how I was in that fucking class, okay, and so I'm not making this up.
I won't say... That's special way. Okay. I think you have the level, man. I was in remedial. That means it's just right below regular. Yo ass.
I don't know how
they take you to the first floor.
I think my mama bought now. I think about it, like, bitch, you put me in the motherfucker.
No, but that's
my advocate.
Right.
That's why it's important that parents do pay attention to their kids in school, because like they could be putting your kids in anything. And parents sometimes, it's sad to say, but sometimes parents that like is single parents and stuff.
Yeah.
Like
teenage moms.
They look at school low key as like a daycare or something.
Absolutely.
Like they're not really looking at like how much you're learning and all that. And a lot of parents don't teach you anything after school or anything. So it's really important that like, come on.
Whoa.
Scissors.
No,
a helmet.
I have to tell her like, Mom, no, you gotta come see this. I'm not making this up. And thank God she really came.
Mom, please come
on. I was like, bro, this is not no normal class, bitch. I'm a little smart. I know what the fuck going on around me. This ain't normal.
Hey, Brittany,
I said, please come get. Well, I said, just come up here on your lunch break, whenever you can.
Please.
And she came, and I never went back.
Brittany was excited. She was acing everything.
Right.
She was like,
something ain't right.
We had helmets, but this bitch had one bad underbite. That bitch,
y'all, like, so something ain't right.
Yeah, no, I tested and they was like, oh, gifted. Yeah, bitch,
Not gifted.
I just can't get my thoughts and my words together. Yeah. I'm going to the smart people, goddamn it. I was kind of smart for real.
All right, I was never in the gifted, but I was never in the helmet.
No one was in that.
I was in between.
I gotta ask her if she remember that shit, because that was.
That's hilarious. My mom was a teenage mom, though. She don't remember shit.
Your mom had me when she was like 16.
Like, yeah. I just had to wait. Test yeah, and they're like, oh, you're good.
You're
good. Come on.
Oh, God.
Come get me, bitch.
So do most of your like comedy stand, first of all, you started with stand up and then you did skits.
So skits came in like 2016.
Okay.
And I was doing like little shit for real, like little bitty theirs. And then when I took it serious was 2018 and my first video went viral, which was the barbershop skit where I was flirting with my barber. And that shit took off. And so then I just kept on with the horrible lesbian, just like making videos with guys, and I'm a stud, and you know, it was fun. It was fun at that time. And it never, like, even with stand-up, I got paid like my fourth time doing stand-up.
Mm-hmm.
People don't get paid, right? I got paid like $300 mm-hmm. to do 30 minutes.
Mm-hmm. And was that because of your fall? You grew a following?
No.
Or it just was because you was
my third
funny.
Time ever doing stand-up.
Okay, got you.
You know, and it was word of mouth. She's funny. Book her for your show. Mm-hmm. And so the lady was like, hey, I need 30 minutes of comedy, clean comedy, because it was for a pastor.
Mm. Oh,
yeah. And it was 50th birthday party. Everybody was 40 and up. And they said, we want you to come and do it.
30
and
minutes like, is long for a 30 comedian.
Minutes. Ooh, 30 minutes is
that
long.
That you only did it like 4 or 5 times? Like, there's no way. And so I was like, okay. She's like, what's your rate? I said, I don't have one. She's like, well, we'll pay you $100 for every 10 minutes.
Okay. Hello?
I was up in that motherfucker. Da-da, okay. I'm here all week. Okay. Call your friend.
I'll do it for $200 tomorrow if you want me to. Okay.
And so that was dope. But yeah, skits started like picking up. And then women stopped letting men be in my videos because of the attraction, like the engagement we got. Like, women are ruthless. They don't care if you got a nigga on these niggas. Like, they don't care if you got a wife or nothing. They hitting up my barber because he was my real barber. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I just thought I was like, you fine as hell. Would you do a skit? Hell yeah. And that was it.
Yeah.
And so, like, women wouldn't let men be in my videos no more. So what? I started had to doing, like, voiceovers. And so that's when I started doing videos about aggressive films and what it's like being a baby gay.
Hold on. What do you mean women wouldn't let men be in your videos?
Like, women wouldn't let their boyfriends be in my videos.
Oh, like, you ain't doing that shit.
Because that shit going viral. All these girls in your DM.
It would go viral.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Bitches did not like me. They love me.
Yeah.
You're a threat to my household.
I'm a threat. Yeah, these women were threats because they didn't know, like, oh, no, I seen how viral that went.
Yeah.
And you can't now. Niggas
That's
was like,
crazy.
Man, my girl ain't letting me. For real.
That's crazy. Real.
Did you face any, like, discrimination from the gay community and the straight community as far as, like, yo, why are you saying you're gay, but you're flirting with men? You're making us look like we're not. Because we get that all the time. We say crazy shit up here.
Straight
like,
people
we'll suck dick.
Love me.
Okay.
Gay people love me on the low.
Look, y'all just missed out on another Patreon exclusive.
Man, are y'all crazy? Listen, go to our Patreon right now where you'll get exclusive content from the No Homo Show, from ad-free episodes, extended episodes, BTS, and more.
So much more. Go to patreon.com/the No Homo Show right now. Like, sometimes studs get mad when a dude try to holler at them or whatever. Like, chill, bro, that's gay type shit, which, whatever.
I love it.
But it's like, for real, if you a pretty woman, stud or not, and a dude try to hit on you, take it as a compliment.
It's,
I mean,
not
as long as it's
gay,
respectful.
Bro. It's actually really straight of these niggas to think we're attractive. You looking at the, like, the makeup of the outfit.
Yeah.
Nigga, we are pretty.
Right.
Yeah.
We're pretty women that just happen to be in nigga clothes. Like, the whole time you're in my outfit.
Yeah.
Hold on. They're coming to get you.
Okay. It's the gays. But no, I love it. It's the gays.
They on the way.
I love it. I love it. I love doing all rooms with a bunch of niggas. I love it on stand up. Oh, yeah.
Oh, I know the dudes you probably had. You probably have the straight crowd going even more crazy than, like, the gay audience.
Yeah, you know, I don't really do, like, gay shows for real.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, if I'm in town, I'm on it, but I don't.
Not many, right? That I know. I know Kia used to have some shit.
Kia does hers. Yeah. And I think I did one, and I could never get, like, the timing right, but I don't. I mean, I'll go to Pride and I'll represent, but I'm representing this, my version of this L word, yeah, or my version of LGBTQ. Like, I'm not going as, I'm not a gay comedian. You know what I mean? Yeah, I'm T, who just happened to be gay.
Right.
But I'm also on one of the dopest round table games, yeah, with a bunch of straight women, and I stick out as a representation.
Yeah.
Oh, I love it.
So how did the round table actually, like, first of all, it seems pretty new.
It's very new.
And it just seemed like it went out of here.
Stupid.
For those that don't know, like you said earlier, you can explain.
Yeah, round table is a group of women. At first, we didn't have the games. At first, it just started as, it was three girls. It was Whitney. Hey, Whitney. What's up, Mello? What's up, Tiny? Those are the ones I seen. They started, they had done like one or two, and I saw it. And it's just a group of women, you know, being fake deep and then affirming each other. That's really is, you know, the
Did it first start as a skit?
It was a skit.
Okay, because
yeah, I think I seen the first one.
We sent the skit to our the progress report because our friend Lala, anytime somebody say something fake deep, she'd be like,
yes.
So we were just like, this shit is funny because it's very relatable.
Will Smith,
right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Facts. But we do it. When I've done it before, like for years, you know, just.
It just happened.
Because you're like, yes, but you was spitting.
Right,
yeah,
right,
you
know? Right.
So when I saw them, I was like, I hit a Mello. Mello, I had new Mello and Chase. Shout out to AJZ. I had known them in passing for real because they've come to my shows. So we knew each other like that. But I didn't know they did, like, I didn't know it was them because I had seen them doing their couple stuff. And so when I seen it, I sent her the message. I just screenshotted because right now we're going into season two of the Roundtable Games. And we're just like in awe of how this shit just blew up. But I hit her up January 14th. I said, look, it would be so dope if I got on this. Like, I want to, y'all don't think I'm a girl for real. Or like, I'm turned around and then you like take all, I had to, like, it was the whole thing.
Yeah.
And she's like, I love it. Let's do it. And then, you know what I mean? I mean, just, and then I know I added my own little twist. It's just who I am, right? And so it just went up and then up. Lil Duval, Viola Davis, like people like really like sharing. And then Mello was like, let's do the games and try not to make each other laugh. And then that shit.
Yeah, that was
perfect. You know what I mean? That, and then we started that a couple of months ago for real.
Yeah, I feel like y'all first episode got hundreds of thousands of views.
Millions.
Yeah.
Okay, period. Let's be clear. Millions.
Well, on YouTube, I'll see it. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
the actual.
Millions.
Period.
Sorry.
I'll fucking leave.
Hello. For real. And it was the, I don't know, when it was the JoJo, the See You Later JoJo one, where I was like, when people ask me, how can I be fat and vegan? That one, for me, took off. And then if it involves running, it doesn't involve me. Yes. That one took off. And then, I mean, we just had, Mello had it. It only takes 8 wipes to know you only need a 7. I mean, just like funny shit. And now it's a thing.
Nah, it's dope.
It's a thing.
Yeah.
It's the beauty of it is now I'm not that girl from TikTok.
That
now
part.
I'm, aren't you T?
Right.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like,
that's lit.
We got everybody. It's gay, straight. Everybody watches it. So, shout out to Roundtable Games, baby, season 2, coming out November 10th. And we're doing our first live show coming. So, live show in Atlanta. So, we'll be fire.
Oh, yeah, we got to
y'all come bring
that.
Your best fake deep quotes. What's up?
Okay. Nah, that's going to be dope. That's going to be dope.
Hold on. Do y'all see what we got on?
Yo, Gabies, listen. We just restocked on the I Prefer Coochie black t-shirt. So go run it up today, Gabies.
Also, we just got the hats back in stock with the No Homo logo on the back.
Yes, sir, Ski. So if you prefer Coochie like we prefer Coochie, go to our website right now, thenohomoshow.com, and run it up.
Get your shirt today. Hey, yay.
So are you technically considered a bisexual stud?
Well, they added me into into the Facebook group.
Don't you got added to the damn group?
I was like, how did I end up here? Somebody let me out. Where's the exit? No, I'm not bisexual. I'm gay as fuck.
Because there's been like a little dispute. Like, all right, once you've been with a man, you're bisexual.
Well, let's break it down.
Even
right?
If you're with a
it's
woman
really
now.
Like, who am I juicing for real? I prefer to only juice women, right? That's old school as
fuck.
You know Is it juicing if you're not in juicing? But I haven't had sex with men and shit. Well, that one time was a slip up. We don't really count that one for real. Like 10 years or something like that.
When the game tips off, the NBA action is just beginning on FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. Because FanDuel is your home for NBA live betting. However you want to play, now is the perfect time to join. Make every moment more with FanDuel, official sports betting partner of the NBA. 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets which expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
So no, there's a time limit on this
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, so that's the thing. But like,
I feel expired.
Is it a certain time or is it like you're just like not interested in it no more?
I mean, you know what, bro? I think you should ask one of them studinators.
Studinators?
I don't know. Yeah. To me, I don't even like to say I'm a lesbian for real. I just be like, I'm just teen.
Right.
I feel that because I'm really starting to get like...
I'm over the shit.
Yeah.
Delay. I'm not a stud. I'm not a stud. I'm just T.
Yeah.
I am masculine presenting. Duh. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But I'm just... Why can't we just be fucking women, bro?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it's heavy in our community.
Yeah, and having to like prove exactly what you
what
are.
What, you want
to
see
like,
my card?
Like, you are just who you are. Yeah.
I haven't fucked this guy since this time.
Show like, me the whole
thing. Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know. I think if you, because, I mean, like, I don't know. Like, can you be held to your old understanding? Can you be held? A lot of us, not most of us, but a lot of us have been sexually assaulted and stuff like that. I know, for example, I have, right? Mm-hmm. And so I was promiscuous. And it wasn't because I enjoyed sex with men. It was because that's all I knew. I was raped at a very early age. So I just thought that that's what I was supposed to do. You know what I mean?
I got you.
And so it wasn't until I was like, I'm done playing this character. I'm not, I don't enjoy it. And of course, until you get smashed by a woman, you don't really know
what
life is. Shout out to women. But I don't even, nature versus nurture. I don't know. I don't think you can be held to a standard.
So when something happens to somebody young, like sexually, why do you think that makes them promiscuous? Is it because like they feel like that's how you get attention or?
Well, okay. Yeah. All right. So shout out to my therapist.
Right.
So for me personally, I was touched as early as 5 and then 8 and then like 13.
That pisses me off.
Yeah. And like, I mean, for a while, it was just. So you got to think, you're a kid. Your whole understanding is what you see on TV and what you're taught. And so I'm now, at a certain point, it was a little bit for attention as well. Like, for me, like, it was like, well, why is he playing with her? Or, you know what I mean? But also, my abuser used that. He, like, groomed me. So it was like, if you don't do what I want you to do, I'm in a house full of 13 kids. My sisters are here. Like, he's going to go play hide and go seek with someone. And I'm like, no, just play with me. But then also I'm jealous. So to spin back, like to piggyback on what I was saying, that's why I had developed a stutter, because I had left that home, but it was like my first breakup, because essentially he was my boyfriend. He was my older cousin for real. He was like 19 years old. And so I was like going through it. I couldn't even.
Because you're not supposed to like it, but...
My brain ain't built to understand what's happening.
Right.
But I was groomed that way. You know what I mean? So now it's like, I was having sex with guys because I was like, let's get this out the way. Mm. Not that I want to do it. It's just, what's up, Shuddy? Da, da, da. Like, okay. I know what you're here for. So let's do it. You know what I mean? Let's do it. Let's get it out the way. I had sex with all my guy friends. Big ups to my niggas. You know what I mean? I had sex with all of them because it was just like, let's get it. Let's remove that energy because I hated that tension. I really hated that lingering feeling of, you going to fuck me? I'm like, yeah.
Damn.
That's why I was promiscuous. Though, I can't talk about everybody else.
Yeah. Gotcha.
But yeah, it was natural. It's what I knew.
And as obvious as it seemed like when people are like, why don't you tell an adult or something, like, yo, if you're 5, you only know what you're seeing. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, yo, if my cousin does this, and some people have said like it feels good. You don't know it's wrong or something, you know. So like when you get older, then you look back and be like, damn, what the hell? But if that's all you know at 5, 10, it don't seem wrong.
But be honest with you as well, it's the lineage, right? So my grandma was right, my mom was right. Yeah. I was right. Like it was, so my, I remember the guy, like I said, he was my older cousin. And he was one of my favorite cousins. Remember grooming, right? And so my mom told me early, nigga touch you, he dies. I already knew if my daddy found out.
I don't want my favorite cousin to die.
I don't want my favorite cousin to die.
Damn.
It's
even
real.
Though it's not right, you know, like how much, like parents don't know how much words matter. I'll kill him if he touched you, but you, I'm
eight, nine years old.
I don't want you to kill anybody, you know, but I want him to stop. But then I don't know if I want him to stop because it's been going on so long. You know what I'm saying? So it was just, there was no tell him, kid. We barely tell them when we poop on ourselves sometimes, or we don't even ask.
Not for real.
Like in black and brown homes, we barely want to ask our parents for help with homework. You know what I'm saying? Let alone tell them something serious is going on. Oh, hell no. I'm not about to. I ain't tell nobody until I was 16.
I was going to ask you, when did you tell them? So how did they react when you eventually told
My family?
Did they believe you, first of all? Because some people,
Yeah, for sure. My mom had. It came out in an argument. My mom was like, what is wrong with you? And I guess I was like acting out, right? Because I dropped out of school real early. I was like 15 when I dropped out for real. Yeah, I had like an 0.8 in freshman year. Like
0.8?
Yeah. I passed band. Big ups, alto saxophone.
Okay.
She was just like, what is wrong with you? Were you touched or something? I was like, yeah.
Actually.
And then she was like, we went into it. And we never talked about it really much again.
Oh, wow.
But then she brought it up once. Me and my mom, we had not emotionally available, not like affectionate or stuff like that. She cool as hell, you know, that's my nigga. But you didn't get I love yous in my family from the women.
Yeah.
You know, the men were actually more affectionate than women. My dad called me his princess to this day.
Oh, wow.
Which is why I'm very dainty.
Okay, very.
Yeah. But women, no. And so we got into it. She's like, that's the reason why you're like that, you know, because he did that. And I was like, nah, I didn't have a woman tell me she loved me. So if we're talking about it, I said, being raped made me a hoe. But I'm dating women because I yearn for a woman's love. I ain't had that.
Yeah.
I love it here, though. It's so warm and cuddly. You know what I mean? But if we're talking about it, don't just blame rape being gay on being raped. That's not always the... Not always the case.
Yeah.
Did you ever see your cousin again? Like,
I check up on him though.
Have y'all ever discussed?
Oh no. He won't come back in the city. I actually, it was after I watched the R. Kelly documentary.
Okay.
It was like 20 years later, something like that. I actually filed, I made a case against him.
Oh,
so if he stepped foot into Chicago, yeah, he go to jail.
And you still check up on him?
Yeah, I try to see if he got any, like, he has a Facebook. You know what I mean?
Oh, you mean
not
like
directly, but
not like you good.
Oh no, not him.
I thought that's what you meant. Like,
hey, cook.
Nah, hey, don't step foot, but is you good?
Hey, look, how you doing? I don't never want me to be like he just pop up because only for the safety of him. I don't know how I will react.
Mm-hmm.
I've forgiven him. You know what I mean? Because that is not my burden to carry anymore. That's you. Right. That's on you. That's between you and your God.
But it could be triggering to see
It may be triggering. Yeah. Do I see you holding a kid? Do I see you? I know I probably mollywalked the fuck out of him for whole time for real.
And you a stud now, so.
Yeah.
But it's crazy because we were just talking about like with the Diddy stuff, like people act like it's so crazy that somebody comes out 20 years later, but it's really like, yo, you, especially like if it's somebody in your family or something, you think you're all alone, you don't have the mental capacity to really understand what really went wrong there.
Mm-hmm.
So you just kind of prove, like, not saying everybody is right with the Diddy case, but for you,
like, sometimes it takes 20 years.
Yeah.
Sometimes it takes you watching, or really it took for me to actually hear the Aaliyah story. And I'm a big Aaliyah fan. And I was I'm going to say something this time. Because it's scary, though.
Yeah.
Because I didn't think people would believe me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And it's even to this day, like, I'm pretty credible. Mm-hmm. But it's like, what if he denies it? And then I was just like, fuck it. Let's just do it, right? Mm-hmm. Because at first there were so many things. Like when I actually like told the cops, I said, there are things that I dream about that I don't know actually happened, but I feel like he did. And they said, if you're dreaming it, 9 times out of 10, your brain, just because of the trauma, it blocks it from you. It probably happened. And I was like, okay, so this happened and then this happened and this happened and stuff. Like,
that's crazy.
But well, them cops, big ups to the cops for real. Big ups to Toyo, the ops. big ups, because they, when you, as a, contrary to what you see on TV and stuff, when I, my experience is when I went in there, I say, I'm not sure. They was like, you're okay. You're safe here.
Well, that's good. I think those are greatly trained cops because I feel like some people, some police wouldn't have.
Downplayed. But I went through a, and just for you guys, you make sure like there are child abuse advocates in almost every city. And so I went, and they give free programs, and I went through them to talk to a like actual psychiatrist who then led me to talk to the cops.
What I want to say, close up this segment. I don't want to keep it too, you know what I mean?
Yeah, but, deep as hell.
But it's like, it's important, I think.
I really cannot stand you.
No, but I do think it's important that like, even how you, you reported it, right? Mm-hmm. So now if something happens down the line and somebody accuses him of that and they look up his record, like that will show. Because everybody always thinks you happen to be the only one. And 9 times out of 10, you're not.
Never.
You know what I'm saying? And the first one to come out and like accuse somebody is typically probably the hardest. You know what I'm saying?
And he has daughters.
Yeah. Damn. And that's scary too. That's definitely
scary. They wanted me to say something earlier. Yeah. And I was like, that's not on me. You know, but shout out to.
All right, anyway,
moving on.
Oh, I need Hope a drink after that.
Is okay, me too. Over there. All right, well, let's see where we can go here.
Well, I do have a question.
Can someone turn the lights on?
It's hot in here. I need a AC on something.
Y'all ask shit. I got no secrets.
Are you single or taken?
I'm single, but my heart's taken.
Let's get into
That's a very honest answer. So what does that mean for the people who are wondering?
Well, try to get my heart. We just ain't together. You know what I mean? But y'all were to turn it loose.
y'all were together.
We you know how that shit be. A whole lot of gay shit.
Yeah.
No, we used to get like 30 days once. But no, we've been the whole time. We was like, we've been talking, dating for like a year and a half, for real. Yeah. And just turn it loose. Let
but
me go.
Why you ain't make it?
What?
Commit to
it. Like, oh, because we had trauma. We need to go to therapy first. Okay. We're going to go ahead. Let's get the tools.
Okay.
We can't do this alone.
No, that's fair.
Let's go to church. You know, but I'm free to do whatever I want. Like, you know, I'm single.
Yeah, but you're the worst type of person to date.
Yeah, because when somebody fall in love with you, but your heart is taken by somebody
Sex
else.
Sex is immaculate, though. If I can say so myself, I fuck me from time to time. 10 out of 10. So
you want the girls to come in your life?
No, I don't do casual sex either, though.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah, so the whole time, I'm just really wasting your time flirting.
Gassing them up.
Like, was a I'm not gonna do anything.
Okay.
I'm gonna get around. I'm like, hey, you should love yourself more. And we're gonna talk. Let's talk about this. Right. Let's unpack why you want me, because I'm emotionally unavailable.
Right.
You know?
Do y'all think it's better to go back to somebody that you?
Oh, I'm gonna spin a block.
Had a toxic relationship with, but like, you'd rather fuck them than somebody new.
Well, fucking wise, I think it's always better to go back to somebody who I had sex with, but. Spin the block, like, let's try to make it work again. I don't know.
Hey, but that when you spin the block that has sex, that sex be hitting, though.
It do.
It make you rethink. It make you rethink.
You know what? You remember when you fought my mama? It wasn't even that damn bad.
I was tripping. I would apologize.
You know what?
Because that
didn't
was
use
my
our
fault.
Big girl words.
That was my fault you smacked my mom.
I could have done better.
Okay.
And I should have known not to bring her around. She triggers me.
She like, growth. I see you've been working on yourself. You finally realized you were the reason I smacked your mama.
Yes.
Thank you for
so you know
that.
When y'all come back and then y'all have grown just a little bit. And it's like, maybe we could try here.
Right.
Yeah, but then you see.
It's still the same shit. So I do, I don't spend a block. I do not. Okay.
It's hard for you to say right now because your heart's taking it. You kind of seem like you want to spend that block.
Damn. Well, no. So listen. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I never left the block.
Oh, okay. I'm so you're still in the block. Oh, so, okay. Got you.
So I can look. Okay. I can still see the house from when I walk. As long as I can still see the house.
You hungry?
Yeah. I'll come back. You know what I mean? But like, if I find someone that takes my attention and I mean, let's go for it. But I'm also focusing on me and loving me. Like I'm taken by me.
Okay. Got you.
I'm in my little soft girl era, okay. And I'm learning how to be gentle with myself.
Okay, period.
Yeah, but she got me.
Y'all, this is a red flag. Don't date her right now, y'all. Look,
I tell them, hey, but you can tell a woman, I'm not what you need right now. Bitches love that shit.
They love the we challenge. Were just talking about that.
They don't. Like, it's that like herpes. The they really more. Don't care if you tell them.
Herpes is not the same.
Hold on. I know.
Herpes is not the same.
All right. So my turn lock back on.
Okay. Herpes is not the same. But I'm not going to lie. Like, when bitches tell me I'm not your, you know, I used to want them even more.
That's a it. Challenge.
Oh. Ooh.
It's all about
that's
it.
That's why I fuck so many straight women.
Still?
No, I'm done now. I need to ride it.
Okay.
Ride it like a roller coaster.
Okay.
I need straight women be like, no. You know.
Yeah. Straight women is something else.
Hold up. I know y'all are enjoying the episode right now, but we want to talk a little more about shopstarship.com.
Yes, y'all. Listen, we always talking about Starship. And we're going to keep talking about Starship. Why? Because you should go there like yesterday, okay? Whether you got a long-term relationship, whether you got a sneaky link, even if you just need personal needs.
Listen, I encourage y'all to go to their website because you're going to get the top of the top adult toys, all right? You need to add something new to that relationship, baby.
I'm telling you, sis.
Or, you know, just surprise your girl real quick.
Okay.
You know, so go to shopstarship.com right now.
Mm-hmm. You get 15% off with our code NOHOMOSHOW. 15% off NOHOMOSHOW.
Hope y'all have a good night.
Ow.
All right, so I heard you say...
not y'all pulling out the cops.
If she asks questions during head... Is it a taste test?
But is it though? But is it?
So my question, my real question is, do y'all like when a girl be talking to you during sex? And is there a limit? Like, girl, you're talking too much.
You know what? You get you one that can do it right and you talk through the whole show. I ain't even really watching the movie for real. Go ahead.
I tried to break the eye contact, but I look back, you still look at me. I'm like, hold on, wait a minute. What's going on here?
I was rubbing my head. Pretty as fuck.
I don't know about you or somebody or what, but...
Man, it was the shot.
Look at Excel. Not the shot, this whole water over there the whole time.
Yeah, she was like...
I'm fucking crying. Now I don't want no silent
I real tears, bro.
No, I see it coming down your eyes. Silent is awkward. I had sex with one girl one time, and she did not say a fucking thing. Bitch didn't even moan, but the bitch said I came. I said, when?
Was I there?
I would have thought I was doing terrible.
Did you call me?
She's like, yeah, I want more. You want more? That was so boring. I can't go through that shit again.
Actually,
can you say something?
Especially if you don't got no, like... The
bro,
sounds
she didn't
lead
say,
you.
She didn't moan. She didn't
I've
groan.
Never experienced no shit like that.
It was so awkward. And the thing is, leading up to that, she was so freaky. I'm talking about we had spending each other. Now we was da 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 talking crazy shit, texting da da da.
That's why she was squinting at you.
She felt it, and for something she brought me in.
Okay.
And I was here.
Hello.
I was like, I'm Brittany. Like,
I'm fucking crying.
And it makes sense now. You was a spitter. I love those.
I can't do the silent.
Nah, I can't do silent, but you might want to out-talk me because once I get talking to myself, because fuck you.
Okay.
I'm here now. Okay. I arrived. I'll make myself come. Like, I don't need you.
Amount.
You're cute.
Excel like the talk, huh?
I mean, not too much, but yeah, definitely.
Just give it like a medium.
Yeah.
You like his like Latin, like...
My wife definitely Jamaican.
Did you speak that patois?
She Jamaican? Oh, what she say?
No, patois kind of mean.
She only talks.
No, you're a rude girl. Fuck me harder. Put my pump
Nah, she only talks that shit when she cuts me out. She don't bring that to the bedroom.
Yeah. Nah. I really don't really care for like
patois.
No. Shout out to your wife. Yeah. I don't really care for like, okay, there's a time and place for aggressive, like aggression and stuff like that. Like, oh, kill me. I'm like, I'm very dainty.
Brett like that shit.
Look at the gauges. Okay. I know from the gauges.
Kill me, lick me, you ain't shit, bitch.
I got called vanilla, bro. Vanilla's the most crazy. Offensive shit I've ever heard. Until I looked up the kinks and I was like, oh, yeah, I'm vanilla with coconut milk, for real.
Vanilla? It was a black
just
girl?
Just vanilla?
That's different.
What did she say?
That would have fucked my head up real quick. I would have been sitting there.
I didn't perform real the next time. I was like.
Because did you think she was talking about somebody else? She's like, yo, I'm not vanilla, so did you mean to call me that?
No, she said, no, you're vanilla. Like, it was very direct. It was very, oh, yeah, you're vanilla. I was like.
But vanilla also means like. New to this, right?
Well, no, it's really just in the kink world.
Okay.
There's just so many things.
So what's vanilla mean?
Like you're just...
you're new to
very
it.
Very regular. Very...
Yeah.
You're not... I'm freaky, but I'll never say I'm kinky. I'm not kinky.
Yeah.
I mean... I like to suck a toe too.
Girl, that ain't kinky.
Okay, exactly. It's a little freaky though. You know what I mean? But I'm like... all right. Whips and chains, but like... I don't like pain. Like, I just
got
want,
you.
You know what I mean? Like,
so that's what they meant, like, because, like, you might be like, yeah, I'm kinky, and then you're fucking with somebody that's really kinky, and they're like, no, oh, man, you're
piss
vanilla.
On me. Yes.
Hello.
Which is what she liked to get pissed on.
Did you
not
it?
Doing it, huh?
You ain't doing it?
Nah.
The pee is like,
nah. You know, I didn't drink enough water.
Okay, it'd be a little.
But I heard you're supposed to do it in the shower.
I did hear that.
Nah, yeah. You can do wherever you want to do it.
But who gonna clean up that mess in that?
Oh,
day?
It's gonna be hooked. It was your idea, your okay. problem. Yeah, like, or I don't mind spit the whole spit thing. I gotta trust your saliva for real.
And it's about how you do it, too.
Are you vegan, though?
It's like giving. Bitch had a whole burger.
Waggle. Right, though.
I can't. I'm right.
That's yeah. Crazy.
Do you only date vegans? No.
Is Peter here? you think gays are mean? Fuck with a vegan. Okay. That vegan community, fuck you up.
Yeah.
Now I do, like vegetarians, vegans.
Okay.
Something maybe a pescatarian here and there, but how many oysters you eat, like, there's got to be a cap.
Oh, God.
But no, for the most part, I like to date people in my lifestyle.
Right.
Because it's the bitches that make it stressful. Mm-hmm. It's the non-vegans that make it stressful for vegans. It's not the other way around.
That's crazy. I really don't... All right. I feel like the vegans make life so difficult. Like, damn, we can't go to this restaurant. We can't go to that one.
Oh, no. I'm going to just fry you to death, for real.
I'm about to say, I got one friend who, she was, Danya, shout out to Danya, Danya Brown. She'll just get fries.
Yeah.
And I love that.
I'll come out with you. I'm going to eat before I get there.
Yeah, or but that. Come on.
Also, people think vegans are just super healthy, and when I realize it's so...
It's the
Why you got these waist beads on?
I'm a lady. Hey! Shout out to big bitches.
So you just put them on every day?
Nah, they stay on.
Okay, please.
Yeah, I watch
them. Is it true that the waist beads like supposed to make you slim on the waist?
No, nigga.
Oh, I heard somebody tell me like.
No, waist beads detect how much weight you've gained, for real. Like they just.
Who the fuck wanna know that?
Fat people don't. We already. We're already here. I've already arrived.
Because you say it's because you've. You say the damn joke.
I'm fat and vegan.
Right. Yeah. She would say, I know you're fat.
No, but I wouldn't say fat, but I mean, you would think a vegan would be super
big
slim.
Big ball. That's my grandma used to tell my cousin shit. You do it fat,
no,
big ball.
No, man, I'm fat.
You sitting
fat.
On like two chairs. That's why I was doing
you sitting
that.
On two chairs.
That's why I was doing it.
I thought it was me. I thought it was the Easter eggs of them.
All right. You try to air out our business.
Production.
Tell your manager to holler
yeah,
at
yeah, it. Yeah, but like, yeah, no. Vegan don't mean healthy.
That's what people
I ain't gonna
be thinking.
Lie, because I thought, I ain't gonna lie. I met one bigger vegan, and
big.
I was like,
we trying to be sensitive.
I don't want to offend nobody. And I didn't know that was a thing. I'm thinking, like, you know, Maya. Because she said, she just that's makes the first one that said she was vegan.
She's raw vegan, though. She different, yeah. though, you know? Yeah. But no, because think about it. We still live in the lifestyle with y'all, right? So fries. Now they got Beyond Burgers everywhere.
And I love them things.
You know what I mean?
I put cheese on mine. They be talking shit.
Right. Can I get a vegan burger and add American cheese?
I swear I do. Or I eat like vegan sausage and then have some eggs with it. They be like, yo, you eating vegan sausage and eggs? Are you fucking crazy?
I'm trying to watch my vegan.
I like how it tastes.
I'm a little woke. Okay. Conscious. Yeah. But no, you can be fat and vegan. That shit don't mean healthy. And then it's a lifestyle too. So I don't wear like regular deodorant. I wear like Crystal Salt or something like that. And I don't put... I be a shea butter, like all natural butters. Like I'm like vegan, like all in general for sure.
Okay.
I don't wear cologne. I do like body oils and stuff.
Okay.
Yeah.
Body oils is cute.
Yeah, it's cute.
I knew one vegan though. She was always musty.
Oh yeah, it can be.
I was like, hold on. Oh, it can be. Can we try to find some type of soap that you can use?
I'm just not that vegan. Just like I'm not that gay. I'm somewhere in a very healthy balance of, you know what I mean?
That's good.
I don't just pop up in Pride with all the colors and shit, but you know I'm here, you know what I mean? And I'm not going to not wear a J's because of you niggas.
Right.
You know I'm here type shit. Uh-huh. You know, balance. Work life balance.
Yeah, balance. Okay, cool. I got a question for you. All right, so if you had to turn your worst dating experience into a TikTok skit, what would the name of the TikTok be?
Worst date. Hey, shout out to you. So it will be called the limp doodle. The limp doodle.
The limp doodle.
Yep. Caption: when you gave her the limp doodle. That's it.
What would the skit be?
Cause what's a limp doodle? Like a limp dick?
Look, y'all just missed out on another Patreon exclusive.
Man, are y'all crazy? Listen, go to our Patreon right now where you will get exclusive content from the No Homo Show, from ad-free episodes, extended episodes, BTS, and more.
All right, so we're going to do Guidance from the Gay Gods. This is where our viewers write us in for advice. Okay. And today, you're going to give them advice.
Oh, shit.
With us.
One star.
Guidance from the Gay Guy. Guidance from the Gay Guy.
This question is very to the point.
Okay.
Why don't soft studs get no love?
Man, because, man, the studinators, man, they make it hard for us. I only say us. I think I would consider a soft stud for real.
Yeah.
What is a soft stud?
Let's, I don't know really, shit. I just, that's what they keep calling me.
I don't really know what a soft stud is.
I think it's more like a.
I feel like you're not afraid to embrace your femininity.
Mm-hmm.
And, you don't want to be super masculine. You do embrace some things with, you know, like as a stud, you might dress like that. You might, you know, be a little more masculine, but like, it's okay. Like, you're a female too. And I need to be treated
like a lady.
Yes.
Yeah. I think we, just in our community itself, we have such this horrible definition of what masculinity looks like.
Yeah.
And we've just taken it wrong with it. And very much alpha, very much misogynistic type of ideologies, whereas, you know, stud and all that, it's energy. So you can be very much femme and have masculine, dominant energy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So you're looked at as soft, period. But we don't, in our community, a nigga that's soft ain't no good. So right. Why would a stud that's soft be any better? You know what I mean? That's so true. I think that's what it is. If you take away all that shit, take away all them titles and just check a person for who they are, you'll really see who really have dominant energy and who have more beta for real.
So what advice you got for our soft studs?
Man, be yourself.
Like, okay.
Be you. There's only one you. You're one of a kind.
Yeah.
And step in that shit. If you wear makeup, wear makeup. If you get your coochie by the nigga sometimes, do it. I don't know.
See, you just
I was hoping you segue into the next one.
Yeah.
Stupid.
Do you, boo boo. There's nobody else that can do you like you do. And if they don't fuck with it, fuck them.
Yeah. I think the biggest thing is like, stop trying to get people that want like a super masculine stud. You know what I mean? Because now you're trying to change your ways to impress a joint where
and
like
pick out to them. Yeah. Because there are some masculine women that just do that shit so yeah. raw. It's some studs out there. I'd be like, yeah, daddy, period. Like, I'm moving out your way type shit. It, I feel safe around them. Like,
okay. Head to the left of me, okay?
Yeah. They'd be like, hey.
Shout out to
like,
my shooter.
I'd be like, nigga, open the door.
Right, okay.
Do your job. Fuck out of here. Nah. Y'all be yourselves, man.
Nah, that's a fact. Well, we appreciate you. I know y'all got season two of Roundtable.
Season two of Roundtable Gangs, baby, on YouTube. Roundtable Gang.
You yeah. got any shows coming up or anything?
I do in Chicago. I will be headlining my first show in 9 months because I took a mental health break from stand-up, but I'm back like I never left. And y'all stay tuned. Y'all stay tuned for the Roundtable Games. I'll also be headlining in Atlanta sometime in January. So I'm coming to a city near you. Just let me know where you want me to be.
Back to invite us out. We would Come love on. It.
I love
yes.
a good comedy show. That's
oh,
my
y'all
shit.
Y'all have never seen me do stand-up.
No. Never. Invite yeah. us out. All right. Y'all already know it's the No Homo Show.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Whole lot of gay shit. Whole lot of gay. I like that.
Boss Rich. We certify. And DJ Excel.
If you went on a road trip and you didn't stop for a Big Mac or drop a crispy fry between the car seats or use your McDonald's bag as a placemat, then that wasn't a road trip. It was just a really long drive. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
At participating McDonald's.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Chicago Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply. For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Chicago Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.